This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
ateamroofers.com.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
More time at home means more washing, drying, cooking, and cleaning at home, and more wear and tear on old appliances. But it's the perfect time to save on new ones at the Home Depot. For savings on the latest appliances, and right now, free delivery. From the kitchen to the laundry room, that upgrade is well within reach and closer than ever. Save on top appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on major appliances, $396 or more, valid through February 24th.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday. Yes, we have made it to the end of what may have been the longest week we've ever been a part of. Welcome to your Friday. Yes, February 19th. Lots to celebrate today besides the fact that it's Friday, including Grizz back in action tonight. We hope, right, unless something goes haywire. I suppose the roads from here will only get better. So Grizzlies obviously back in action tonight against the Detroit Pistons. You can hear that right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pregame 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip off at 7 with Eric Hasseltine. So Grizz getting first of back-to-back nights. They'll have Phoenix tomorrow night. And John Martin, I was just happening to be looking up last night when I saw all of a sudden Wichita State upsetting number 6 Houston. We got to get into what that means for both Houston and the Tigers, man.
Yep, because it does actually have some meaning. I watched the majority of the second half of that game, and I noticed that you gave a lifetime extension to Isaac Brown, and I know he appreciates that. There's no question about it, that he appreciates that gesture on your part, that he is now he is there for life. We will get into that. Because actually, in all seriousness, I'm joking right now, but I do think it does have major implications for Memphis. And it kind of goes back to what I've maintained this entire time, which is that Houston is beatable now without Caleb Mills. They've lost two games without Caleb Mills now. Obviously, the one to Tulsa there, and now Wichita State. I think they've lost three overall, so they
East
are
Carolina
beatable.
Got especially him as well, John. East Carolina was the other.
Oh, East, okay. So they've lost three without Caleb Mills now. Then all three of their losses have been without Caleb Mills, and I think that is a massive reason why. I think he was a massive difference maker for them. But we'll get into that here in just a little bit. Before we get into the guest lineup, here is the Jason and John question of the day.
We're brother.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button here. Here, let me go.
Now, it's time for 92.9's Jason and John Show. Question of the day.
There we go.
Question of the day is, now it won't apply to everybody, because some of us live in the suburbs, some of us live in Germantown, some of us live in Collierville, and other Bartlett. But for those of us, or for those of you, I should say, because I wouldn't dare drink any water from MLGW, are you boiling your water? You're supposed to be boiling your water, but are you boiling your water, Jason?
We were supposed to do this for the weekend. No, I think is the advice we've been given. I will tell you this, John, I guess technically I am in Memphis. I am on that good Memphis water supply. My wife started boiling water last night, boiled two pots of it, and I'll tell you what, this is what you learn very quickly. It doesn't go far. I was able to take one of those pots of water that she boiled, and it about filled up my coffee pot. That was about it before we had to boil some more. So if you're, you know, you're talking about having to do this for brushing teeth, everything else, just know that, you know, it doesn't go far after you've boiled the water, so you better have a lot boiled. That's my advice.
So you are doing it, though, huh?
So far, so good. I mean, we're trying. You know, I realized there was a part of me that felt absolutely stupid doing it yesterday because our water pressure, which this is all rooted in, doesn't seem to be affected. We turn on our water, it's not brown, it seems to be fine right now. So a part of you is saying, why should I be a part of this, right? No, it's not affecting me. But I'll give the credit to my wife, man. She said, we're gonna try to do our part, gave it a shot, maybe we're helping somebody else. And we gave it a shot, John. I can't tell you, I can't promise you we're gonna be able to do this all weekend. But we will try to do we will try to do our part. I get the sense you all, Germantown residents, are not in this boat. I'm getting the sense.
Oh no! Oh God, no!
Beneath you guys, right? Right? Like Memphis water is bad. It's only like the second best water in the world, is it not? Naturally,
but
you guys frown upon it now.
Clearly. You know that I feel like Kelvin Sampson right now. You know, that's who I feel like. I feel like I would never play Memphis. I would never reschedule that game. I would never drink your MLGW dirty water.
I don't think you're on that pedestal anymore, Kelvin. You keep losing without Caleb Mills, buddy.
I will say, I think that most of our listeners live in areas where they don't have to boil water. I know that you think they're going to think that's insanity, but I think most of the listeners to this radio station, if I had to bet, live in parts of our neighborhoods where they don't have to boil water. There's a little fun fact for you.
Sounds like you're telling us that most of our listeners are in the suburbs, Brad.
Believe it.
If I was deducting from your statement.
That is true.
Interesting.
Yep.
Anyway, there you have it. That's the question of the day. It is Friday. We're going to be joined by Rob Doster. Rob Doster joins every single Friday here on the show. We're going to talk a little college basketball with Rob Doster. Wichita State obviously getting a big win yesterday. I don't know about you, Jason, but I got to believe that probably puts them very close to the right side of the bubble.
Closer to the SMU for sure. You realize they're in first place, John. They're in first place in the American.
I don't know how they're not in the tournament right now. I mean, based on that alone.
No, unnecessary, but that's probably a little far. But I mean, that's a heck of a job by Brown. Well, the Doster, I'm sure.
If the tournament
will have
ended today,
you don't think
Wichita State would be in?
I don't think they're in yet. I do not think they're in yet. And that had been written
today,
even with a win there. I mean, what do they have besides the win over Houston? You know, that's, if you look metrically, they're much lower than Memphis. I think still in the net, and I know over at KenPom. And so I'd read they'd still have work to do. We'll see if that includes a game against Memphis. But if I'm not mistaken, they've still got two, John, with SMU that they're trying to get played. The problem for Wichita State is SMU's in a pause right now. So a lot still to be determined, even with them sitting
at
the number one spot.
Where you, if you're Memphis, you get that game rescheduled. I mean, quite frankly, I would be doing everything I can now to get Wichita State game because you, quite frankly, you need it. And that win would look a lot better if you can get it today after they beat Houston. I don't know if they'll be able to. You're running out of time, but
right,
I would go.
Right.
I would be going balls to the wall to reschedule the Houston game, and I'd be going balls to the wall to reschedule the Wichita State game. Can they do it? Will it happen? We shall see. But we'll talk to Rob Doscher about all of that at 12:25. Also, did you see the news that the NCAA tournament is going to be allowing 25% capacity for fans? That was a nice little surprise today.
I thought that's good news and more news that, you know, I think the more encouraging news that hopefully we're starting to move out of this thing and closer to a time where hopefully without stops this time, right, and without regression this time, we're moving closer to a time where we're going to be filled up. It was good news, and especially yep. for the teams like the fan bases like Gonzaga, who know right now they're in and probably feel like they're going to make a deep run. Those folks that want to go and are going to be, you know, feel comfortable enough, they can start playing. I thought it was great news.
Yep. So we'll get into all that with Rob Doscher at 12:25. And then you mentioned that Grizzlies back in action tonight against the Detroit Pistons. We will get into that game with Rob Fisher, of course, from the Grizzlies pre- and post-game sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. Rob Fisher is going to join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. It is Friday, Jason. And, you know, it's fitting that you look outside and we've been buried by the snow. I mean, your car's there at the bottom of the driveway looking sad. And we end the week with some literal sunlight.
I've got an update to that story. A guardian angel by the name of David Boyd came out as I was, you know, pretty much given up hope on getting my car out of the bottom of the driveway, which apparently is a problem that many Memphians right now can relate to. It's not just me here at the bottom of my driveway.
My neighbors are actually stuck.
Yeah, it's not just people on my street that apparently have this problem. I've heard from others now that are apparently all in the same boat. Man, my man David Boyd, my former editor down at the CA, who saved my tail countless times when I was working for him at the CA, then saved my tail as my insurance guy before moving on from that. Dug me out. Essentially, John, and we were able to get the two-wheel, you know, front-wheel drive Ford Escape back up the driveway. So how about a round of applause for a great Memphian named David Boyd who dug me out today. I mean, and this is the thing we learn about us as Memphians. When we as Memphians and a lot of times as Americans, right, in great times of need, a lot of times there will be someone there to help. And even unbeknownst to you, I looked out, John. All of a sudden, I heard somebody digging under my tires. It's David Boyd come to save the day. And he had seen that picture of my car at the end of the driveway. So I just want to thank a great Memphian for at least helping me today get out of the bottom of the driveway. He saved one. When you save one, right, that's all. You've made a difference. You've made a difference.
So what did he do? He brought a shovel over?
He brought a shovel.
Oh, that's good. All it took. Okay. Great.
He brought a shovel over, dug out a couple of spots. We backed. So here's the trick. This is why where many Memphians fail, I've learned in this. You get down to the bottom of your driveway.
Yes.
Right? Especially out here by me. You do what you naturally do. You look both ways, right? Before you in or out. Well, that stopping is what cost you. Am I right, Brad? That's even
100%.
And especially a two-wheel, you know, front-wheel drive mm-hmm. like me, for Faith last night, when she stopped to look both, that was the end.
Yeah.
But all the tires started spinning out right there. You can't go anywhere. So what David did was be able to dig me out enough to where I could back out all the way in the street, and then we hit it and kicked it up, went straight up the driveway on back in.
Yeah,
not split up.
Yeah.
But you cannot stop was the key that I found,
that,
Brad.
That's true.
Is that the key?
Well, the bigger key would be to just clear it. You know,
first.
That's yeah, clear it.
But yeah, again, that's
what I do.
Assuming you have shovels, right? That's
yeah, grab any sort of device,
right.
Yeah, shovel, clear it, and then yeah, you got to make it through there if you haven't.
Each one, each one.
Yeah, I mean, it's unprecedented.
I think what the lesson is that what it's the biggest snow we've had in what since the 60s or 70s or whatever. The lesson is, hey, you might want to go ahead and get that shovel for 40 years from now, because you're going to need it. That's the lesson.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a wise investment.
I had a shovel at home.
There's
just no reason to have a shovel.
I talked about this with Jeff. I had a shovel at one point. It's probably a fair thing that all homeowners probably should have.
Yeah.
And I left mine out in Raleigh, never replaced it. And so here we are.
But it was an amazing shovel. Apparently. It really was. It was an amazing shovel.
Shout out to David Boyd.
Yeah, David Boyd, for
thank
sure.
You.
And let's be honest, saved the marriage.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Not just the vehicle, but
this was Faith's doings, wasn't it, Jason? It was
something bigger.
It was her fault.
Yeah, she against my advice last night.
Yeah.
You know, against my advice, tried to back out and go. You know, I'm a Chicagoan. All my friends are out here. Brad Carson's driving to work every day. We can do this. Yeah, okay. And she didn't even get out of the driveway. So that, of course.
Don't compare it to me. That's a different story.
Just swallowing that every day is one thing. But then when you're the one that's got to go out and dig her out, right? Try to with the cat litter and all that.
Mm.
She's just sitting in there in front of the wheel. Yeah, it got a little frustrating yesterday. Yeah. But what can you do, John? You'll as a husband, you'll learn. You're better off just swallowing it, man, and trying to move on through it, man. So I didn't yell at her last night. That probably too worth a round of applause.
Absolutely. Let me get that here. You're a wise man, Jason Smith.
Thank you. So even in my wiseness, I could not get it out. And if it hadn't been for a guardian angel, I'd still be sitting down there at the bottom of the
driveway. Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely going insane. I'm going stir crazy. Now there are some other circumstances at play at my house that I don't want to get into publicly. I haven't left the house since Sunday, and I'm going absolutely insane. And I've had many a thought. I mean, like I just, you know, one of the thoughts that has crossed my mind over the last 4 or 5 days is that how could anybody ever choose to live in a climate where it does this a lot? Like that seems absolutely insane to me. Like I know other places are going to be a little bit better equipped, but I mean, just right. The idea of shoveling snow and getting hit with this stuff and frozen pipes and I can't stand it. I'm going stir crazy inside this house, Jason. I'm like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, man. I'm like busting down doors. Here's Johnny.
You can't because you got a kid on the way. Do we know yet whether or not the Grizzlies have announced whether or not, you know, is it clear enough on Muncie Rose that now that you know the few that they can have, you'll be able to have fans down there tonight? Have they said that yet?
No announcement.
I've been looking
yet.
For that
no.
announcement. And I'm assuming you're getting to a point where you're almost too late to announce it at this point, are you not? So I'm assuming fans will be again once allowed and down at FedEx Forum tonight.
As of yet, they have not announced that there won't be fans. So I'm assuming there will be fans. Yeah.
There you go. So you can catch.
Hopefully, we're coming out.
Taking on.
Maybe Rob can enlighten us at 125.
The Pistons there. But anyway, as such, we've been inside this house. We've been stuck in this house. It's like friggin' COVID quarantine on steroids.
Prayers up, John.
I don't even have the option. I don't even have the choice to leave this damn house. You know, and like I can't even go to the gas station. I haven't seen another human being since Sunday. I mean, this seems to be a little bit extreme, which means I've been watching a lot of television. And last night, Wichita State was taking on Houston there at Wichita State. And look, it was an important game just in terms of the AAC race and the implications in that conference. But, you know, I've maintained for a long time, you know, the last two, three weeks on the show that, I know Houston is doing what they're doing. And, you know, they look like they were headed for a two seed for a long time, you know, but I thought they were beatable. I thought they had some weaknesses that a team like Memphis would be able to expose. And last night, I think you saw it, you know, Houston has some guys who can put the ball in the bucket, but they're not honestly the most skilled team in that you've ever seen. You know, they've got some toughness. I think that's kind of what defines them. They're tough as hell. And if you're in a close game with them in the last 2 minutes, like they even had a chance to win that game last night, if not for the absolute, like they lost their minds in the last 10 seconds of that game. You know, they get the, I don't remember if it was a turnover or a missed shot there, Jason, with 10 seconds left, but they turn it right back over, and then they get the flagrant foul.
The flagrant.
Or the intentional foul, yeah. But they still had a chance to win, and really that was only because of, you know, their toughness, right? They're just so tough. They're so gritty that they find ways to stay in games even when they're not playing well or shooting well. But they're vulnerable, I think, because of that, because they can have stretches where –
if you're a good defensive team, you can pretty much keep them from scoring. And if you can do that, you got a chance to win the game. And Wichita State showed that last night. Memphis beat Wichita State by 20, okay?
That's true.
Like, they're not a great team either. So my whole takeaway from last night, Jason, I don't know if you're on the same wavelength or not, but it was that Memphis can do this. On March the 7th, Memphis should more than be able to pull this off. And if they do, you know, that's going to give them a chance to be in the big dance.
All right, first off, Wichita State's won 7 out of 8, and you'd have to say that they're an improved team at this point, and that includes 5 straight wins. And you'd have to say they're a better team now than they were earlier in the season. You're right. They're not a world beater. They're not that, but they're certainly a better team. And I bring that up, John, because you would say that about Memphis. You would say that Memphis at this point of its season, having won 6 of 7, now we'll see coming out of COVID, but you will say it's a different team than what you saw early in the regular season, because you would agree with me here. That team that came out of Sioux Falls, that team that lost to Tulsa twice, there's no way you would have thought that team would have a chance other than having some pretty good talent. But there's no way, let's be real, let's take it back to there, that you thought that team would have had a chance to take one of the two Houston games. So teams can get better, and I believe that Wichita State under Isaac Brown is a different team than it was earlier that season. Clearly they're playing for him, but he's clearly got them playing better basketball right now. Now, my question is this a good thing for Memphis or a bad thing for Memphis? The fact that Houston, to your point, here's where I agree with you, is definitely beatable without Caleb Mills. Here's the issue now. Right, if you don't get that win, John, this idea that you're, you know, can win what you've got, right, or make a deep run in the tournament without a win over you, there's no way. I just don't see it, because now Houston's lost to Tulsa, Houston's lost to East Carolina, Houston's lost to Wichita State. So if you don't get it, John, I can't make a case that, oh man, you know, Memphis doesn't have that signature win, but they deserve to be there over Wichita State that does, or even someone else. And so from that standpoint, all it's done for me, really, when Wichita State beat Houston last night, is turned up the pressure on Memphis to get that win. Because I'm with you, John. We truly believe Memphis can get a win now. Hell, they've lost to 3 teams in the AAC that we think Memphis could beat, you know, when it's playing its best basketball. So, you know, now it's you better go out and get that win. There's really no other way. As far as I'm concerned, because Houston's shown it's even with Fabian White back, wasn't he back last night?
He was back. How it was the first game back. Yep.
So now, even if it's 2, John, I realize, you know, you get both of them, and you want that because they're quad one opportunities. You better damn well get one of them now when you've got, you know, them losing it to East Carolina and Wichita State. So I think it turns the pressure up for you.
No, I mean it's a must win, and it has been the whole way. I mean it has been. The entire way. I think now,
because you know what, John? You know what you can't debate? Your talent is better than Wichita State. You beat that
Absolutely.
Wichita State team by 20 points. So any idea, right? You go into
– You have more talent than Houston.
I think certainly now I'm with you. I think ever since Caleb Mills left, I don't think that's arguable anymore. I think that it's without a doubt. Now, I think you can argue it in terms of NBA talent. Grimes got a shot. We'll see. I think you could have argued it beforehand. Caleb Mills was the preseason player of the year selection. Now I don't think you can. So to your point, man, Wichita State goes out there and beats them with an interim coach, you know, with Altari Gilbert, who did nothing essentially against Memphis. All it's done to me, John, is say, yeah, Memphis better go out and get this done. The problem, right, is we don't know if Memphis is going to be that same team that's won 6 out of 7 when it's got a chance to come out of this thing. You know, I tried to touch base with the staff today, and basically it's just hoping – still just hoping to get back on the court Wednesday against Tulane. You know, right now it's not can we get the two Houstons or can we just get through this thing and get back on can we get Wichita State? It's just can we get through? And so that's the unfortunate part for Memphis, that you were playing your best basketball, and now that you've had this long pause, right, at a time you need to be still playing your best because here are your big opportunities, we don't know what team's going to come out of that pause, John. We don't know if it's going to look like the previous team that was struggling offensively or if they're going to still be the team that was playing better offensively, ball moving around, you're getting solid play at point guard. You know, that's what we – you know, here we are at the end, John, and on Memphis, and you hoped as you got closer you'd answer some of these questions, but all we've been left with really are more questions here as we get closer to the end.
No, I think all that is certainly fair. I am only – and I can only assume that Memphis will come out looking like the same team that we last saw them being. I don't want to.
How when you don't practice,
right? How when it's shut down?
I mean,
it's not
they
like
will
the
practice
shutdown.
Again. They will practice before Wednesday. I mean, they you know.
Saying it's different than the previous shutdowns where you're not in there. And sure, maybe you get back in there next week, but, you know, what you got a couple of days before you go. Again, it's Tulane. You should come out, and maybe that's the perfect opponent, John, to sort of get revved back up, right?
Yep.
But Hunter, I'll tell you what, if you look, he's got him playing decent here at the end of the season. You sit there and just suppose that's going to be a win. You go out there half-stepping, and you'll really kill your chances coming out of the gate. So I think Memphis' biggest concern right now is that, is can we come out of the gate, once we get through this, whether it's wins against Tulane or whatever, can we come out, you know, even remotely similar to the team that went into the thing playing as well as that team?
I think those are absolutely the fair questions, the right questions. I wonder a little bit. I think the unintended consequence is that when Houston loses, to a team that's not you, you know, I do wonder a little bit, Jason, like how much shine does that take off of the win? You know what I mean? Like we sort of looked at
there's some of that.
Yeah, like we've always sort of looked at this Houston win as like a silver bullet, right?
It's still quad one, though, but you're right. It's still, you know, we've looked at it as a market. Still would be quad one with where they are right now. Those
right.
opportunities.
But it won't be
because
you know,
the metrics love
top
it.
10, though, you know?
No, they won't. They won't. I mean, they're what, number six right now in the country?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not going to make headlines. It probably wasn't going to do that, John, even now, because, again, that's a team that's lost to East Carolina beforehand, and now it's showing you, man, it's capable of going out just about any night and throwing up, you know, and having an off night. And so, I from that standpoint, that will still be an A-level quality win. The thing now is that with Wichita State moving up into the 60s over at the net, that one, if you can get it back on, that game at Wichita State becomes another quad one opportunity where it probably stays quad one. So, you know, if anything, you'd like to get that one back as well. You're running out of time to get these games rescheduled when, it looks like the earliest you can get back out there is Wednesday against Tulane.
Yep. So that's the latest Memphis basketball. I think if you're Penny Hardaway, you're watching that game last night and you're just kind of rubbing your palms together. You know, like, yep, it can happen. It can be done. Houston's coming to Memphis. It can happen. It happened last year. They're just a different team without Caleb Mills. You cannot convince me otherwise. And as such, you know, Memphis is going to have a chance to win this game. And I think after that, you really have to, you know, reevaluate what they can do and where they can go. So that's going to be one hell of a matchup. And it's on CBS. You can't really ask for much better, man. You cannot ask for a better situation if you are the University of Memphis. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Rob Dosh is going to join us at 12:25, and we'll get his thoughts on what this means for Memphis and their path back, of course, to an NCAA tournament. All that coming up a little bit later. Jason and John, Adichana FM, ESPN.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm enjoying betting basketball over on FanDuel Sportsbook because you can always find new player props or game props that you like. And what's cool is FanDuel Sportsbook lets you combine those props with other bets from the same game to score a big payout. It's called Same Game Parlay Bet. You can only find them on FanDuel. FanDuel's the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. And with these same game parlays, you can apply them to the Grizzlies. You know, you pick over and under on Jonas's point total, over and under on John Morant to hit 1.5 threes, over and under on Dylan Brooks to hit 2.5 threes. Those are the ones I usually like to play with because typically I find Jonas is going over 17.5. And typically, as we know, John's under those 1.5 three-pointers. You put all that together and you can win big. And listen, you get three of the four legs right. You miss just one. Existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short did like mine did the other night. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. It's easy. And try a same game parlay using the promo code JSmith at sign up. It's promo code JSMITH. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Now it's time for 92.9's Memphis Sports Moment for Black History Month, including Elliot Perry. Perry, known as Socks because of his high, long socks he wore during his college and NBA career, went to Memphis State and was selected with the 10th pick of the second round of the NBA draft in 1991. Perry is a minority share owner of the Memphis Grizzlies and now is on the Memphis Grizzlies broadcast here on 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN celebrates Black History Month.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
To the left, gold Dayton's on the thing. I'm the MJG, pimp tight. Put it to the flow, 5-0, swing a right in the peanut butter guts. It's a must. Drop it in the shop, take them out, wrap them up in the tent, clear coast to make it shine. Make me circle
the neighborhood. This is Grid, the Remax experts looking to buy or sell a home. They're the team you need to get with. They know the market better than anybody else, which means they're going to help you get top dollar for your home. Just because the market is hot doesn't mean you're just going to step in at top dollar for your home. You need to get with a team that knows how to do that, that knows the market, that's got the contacts and the connections. That's what the Live Love Memphis does for their clients. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Cubbins is a loyal listener to ESPN Radio. We certainly appreciate that. He reached out to Live Love, to the Live Love team, about selling his home in East Memphis. He knew what he wanted to sell his house for. He just needed to know if Live Love and Jennifer, the head of the Live Love team, agreed that it was possible to do that. So Jennifer Carstensen came out, met with his wife, let them know she could sell the house for $15,000 more. Listen closely to this. You guys may have a similar situation. $15,000 more than what they wanted. It was the highest price per square foot in the area. But Jen knew with Live Love's marketing they could get the job done. The home was sold in 24 hours above list price. You will have a similar story. Everyone we've sent over, especially during these times, has had a similar story. So all you've got to do is give them a call. Write this down, 901-410-8818. Again, 410-8818. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen or April Darnell or, frankly, anybody on that fantastic team. They'll get you started. Keep it simple like they did for me 2 years ago, and you'll be on your way to getting that home sold. It's Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
So I will tell you, as a result of being stuck in this house, I have, you know, consumed a lot of content, Jason, a lot of TV shows and things of that ilk. And one of the things that I stumbled upon, besides, you know, I got done with, unfortunately, I was done with Buried by the Menards before we got buried by the snow, buried by the blizzard.
Yeah, so, we got through that pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yeah, I did not have. I didn't plan that out very well. I would have done that differently had I known it was going to be like this. But I will tell you what I watched, and this is something I think everybody listening can relate to, can remember, because I mean, you know, as a kid coming up when she was absolutely at her zenith, I remember, you know, these things. And I remember, you know, listening, you know, you couldn't get away from Britney Spears on the radio. She was everywhere, right? And there's this new show out on, I don't know where, I think it's at various places, but it's a New York Times sort of documentary / investigation, and it's called Framing Britney Spears. And it's a look into her father, who is conservatorship, right? And he has pursued this, and he won it way back when. And it's an ongoing deal, of course, because Britney Spears is still a superstar to so many people. And it basically, this documentary takes a look at everything that sort of got us to this point with Britney Spears, who I think we all know at one time was like the absolute, when you thought star in music, probably in the year 1999, it was Britney Spears, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, she was the face.
Yeah. I for me, yeah, absolutely. Probably different experience, right?
Yes, I realized what Britney Spears was. I shouldn't have to acknowledge, yeah, she was a huge star for you guys to get that. Yes, I know the star that Britney Spears was. She was everywhere, John.
And so this is sort of this documentary and this investigation is a look, you know, just sort of into what's happened, I guess, with her and to her, you know, since her halcyon days, so to speak. And I guess the takeaways for me and the most interesting parts of this documentary were really the look into when it all went wrong. For her, and like I'm not gonna blame him, okay? Like I'm not gonna blame him, but you cannot tell me that it did not go wrong when her and Justin Timberlake broke up. Like that is when this started. I mean, from based on everything that documentary laid out, and I think there were other things that went into it, but it feels like that's the part in her life, Jason, where like she snapped.
I can't put my finger on if that was it, but we saw the interview with who was it, Diane Sawyer, and it just took a couple of questions to break her down, and it seemed like, you know, before then she was, you know, she starts as wholesome Britney, right, and then she becomes a let's be real, she becomes a you know one of the faces in terms of beauty in our country, a sex symbol that we'll just take it because she becomes that. Right. And then the Justin thing happens and all of a sudden we start seeing these cracks in what we thought was this superstar who had all these powers and couldn't be touched. And we saw what we saw was a human and who was having each part of her life, right, blown up by the media and under a microscope, and she got torn up by the media. And so then it became an unraveling. Am I right, John? I mean, you guys know Britney's career better than me, but that's what I got from that documentary. It started becoming unraveled. And at one point, to get to the point, it felt like she needed someone, whether it's her father, who is the head of this conservatorship or whatever, to sort of come in and take over. You saw what the paparazzi were doing to her. I mean, she was going absolutely nuts. And so it seemed like at one point in her life she needs this. I think my big takeaway from the documentary was, does she still need it? Because when you watch Britney now, it seems like a woman capable of making her own decisions, even though she said she'd rather have a bank at the head of her conservatorship than her father. So she still wants some sort of involvement. But clearly you see a woman that's capable of making her own decisions. What we learned from that doc is that a conservatorship is usually right for people who are incapable. They're incompetent. Yep. They've suffered some kind of, you know, a mental debilitating
injury or can't make decisions for themselves, you don't typically see them held over superstars. And superstars who at this point, John, appear to be able to make decisions for themselves. So that's what I found was the odd part. Do you have a father here who still thinks he's doing the thing his daughter needs the most, which is structure and control? Or do you have a father here who, because of that power and being given that power, has sort of taken it too far? That's sort of where what it felt like was at the crux of for me with this doc. It was fascinating to see.
Well,
that
I mean,
she's still involved
in sports terms, it would be the same as, like, you know, LeBron's dad having a conservatorship. You know what I'm saying? Like that is the level of star that we're talking about. And, you know, I think as much as anything else, and I don't like to do this normally, but I do blame, I do put a lot of the blame for you want to call it a spiral, sort of downfall, whatever the case may be. I put a lot of the blame on, first of all, I don't think Brittany had the right people around her. I think that's you sort of noticed that pretty early on. But also, I put a lot of blame on the media and the way that the media covered her, even sort of going back to when she was 10. You know, I don't recall what show it was, Jason, but she's 10 years old, and she's amazing. And she's it's like you just can't believe a 10-year-old would have this kind of a voice, this power. And
she was on Star Search, and then she did Mickey Mouse Club, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. With JT, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't he on back of the day with her?
Yeah. And then there was this show that she was, you know, I don't know if it was Star Search or whatever, but they show it, and the host asked her, do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, so it was Ed McMahon, John.
Yeah, Ed McMahon. He asked her if you have a boyfriend. Yeah. She's 10 years old, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
And then as she's, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old, you have, you know, these reporters who are asking her about her breasts, you know? I mean, and it's just like you can't even fathom that, you know? And it was only 18, 19 years ago. I mean, it's just, it's absurd, you know, the things that were being asked to her and asked of her. And obviously, you know, the relentless sort of paparazzi, she was swarmed everywhere she went. And was she too nice to tell people stay away from me? You know, I mean, I think it's as much as of anything else as an indictment on American media. And look, I mean, they were just part of the machine, right? I mean, they were getting paid big bucks to go, you know, to go take pictures of her and send them to Us Weekly and People. And, you know, they were just going where the money was. So I don't necessarily, you know, blame the photographers, but, you know, I really do think that, yes, it's about the conservatorship, but it's really about a star who once upon a time, right, looked like she had it all together, and her spiral and her downfall since then. And, you know, it's really sad to me. Like, it is such a shame to see. And even today, like, she's capable of making her own decisions. It's not like she's incapacitated. But she, I mean, like, she, there's something amiss. There's something that's not quite there. I don't know what it is. But you guys can, you know, I'm sure you've seen it on her Instagram and stuff. But I just thought it was a commentary, Jason, on American media and how blood-sucking it can really be and the detrimental effects it can have.
If you want to blame the media here, you can. I think a lot of it, like you said, is having the right people around her. I mean, media is... John, we're part of that, whether you want to admit it or not. We've become part of that cycle where we're that, right? We're those, you know, we're the vulture flying around, and if there's news, we're going to fly down on it, and we're part of that news cycle. We're part of that 24-hour news cycle. We've become, and social media is a part of that. And listen, if some of us will be able to handle that through stardom and right, have the right support systems around us to do it, and some won't. I can't just sit here and blame the media for where Britney is, and I'm not going to sit here and cry for her, and because old media destroyed her, and that's why she's where she's at. But I can absolutely see your point, John, that it absolutely had a hand in her unraveling, that sort of being under the microscope. Are we sitting here feeling sorry today for Joe Jackson because of the way he was sort of taken apart by the media? Different situation, but also similar in a way that we said Joe was probably the most scrutinized player to ever play at Memphis. Clearly, he felt that, right? Clearly, because Joe had said as much about it afterwards. And yet all these years later, do we look at Joe and say, well, the media really cost him, right? Or is that just part of it, right? And I think from that standpoint, yes, I can see where it can be a part of the unraveling, but you better have that right support, especially, John, when you've got a star like Brittany, especially when you've got a star like Joe. I mean, you want to have that right support system around, and I think the scrutiny in both cases, right, it's Joe's talked about how it affected him to a degree that I had no idea. Do you realize that Joe told me afterwards, and I had no, that good Joe, bad Joe, that tweet, John, that, you know, you think it's harmless, that you're, and you think you're doing your job, frankly. When Joe would play poorly, Brad, if you're not familiar with this, we had a little thing, I would say, bad Joe, that you'd get the bad Joe, because there were like two Joes. I mean, when he's playing well, you'd say good Joe.
Yeah.
And little did I know, years later, Joe came back and told me how much he couldn't stand that. Yeah. And not from the standpoint that I was criticizing his play, but from because I think he thought that was fair. But it was the idea that I was still judging him, right? That I was judging him when I put that out there. It was sort of, you're judging my game every time, and maybe I didn't think that play was so bad, or maybe there was a reason it was bad, Joe. There, but my point is that you don't realize what some of this media scrutiny, we'll call it, is doing to folks. And in
That's
both
right.
cases, there clearly it was a part of their unraveling. But John, I don't think we can sit up here and say, the media is the reason Joe Jackson didn't quote unquote make it, or the media is the reason that Britney Spears lost it and, shaved off all her hair and is in the situation she is now. It's a part, unfortunately, of the American fabric right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've got to do, we've got to prepare our young stars and frankly our kids for what is clearly a new world and a new America, John.
You can't
allow it to be the unraveling factor that it was for both those two. And I didn't mean for this to go to Joe, but it's a similar situation where you can't blame the media, right? So it's that's just part of it, unfortunately.
I just think, Joe didn't, and we all know this, Joe didn't make the NBA because Joe's 5'11 and doesn't have a reliable jumper, right? I mean, like, that's why Joe didn't make the league, among other things. But, I mean, that's the majority of it. You know, and no, the media is not responsible 100%. They do not bear the entire culpability of whatever the hell has happened with Britney Spears. But I think it's a part of it. You know, I think it certainly didn't help, the situation. But, no, I think the most important thing is, choices. You make choices with who you surround yourself with, and you make choices with who you trust. You know, I don't know a lot of millionaires, Jason. I don't know a lot of quote-unquote celebrities. But the ones I do know that are successful have a circle that is ungodly tight, like a circle that you just cannot get into. And I think a lot of it is because, you got to make prudent choices as to who you surround yourself with because, and I think it goes back to what D'Angelo told us so many years ago when he was a rookie. The thing he had to learn how to say was the word no, and I wonder, did Britney really have that? It seemed like, maybe that was something that she didn't necessarily come around to as much as she maybe needed to. And I know that's hard when you're a kid. Like, how do you freaking tell people no? And that's also a part of it. It does make me appreciate, once again, LeBron. I mean, because like Britney, this guy has been in the American media spotlight with a hot light on him, for 20 years basically, and he's thriving still. And for some, he's leading the MVP race. Like, I don't know. Like, I think for me, it just goes to show you how hard it is to be, under the microscope for as long as you are, and still have it all together. LeBron is a specimen in that regard as well.
Well, and I tell you this, I mean, you took it over to LeBron, but, and maybe it won't nearly be as hot, but it's already started. Like, Ja Morant's going to be under that microscope.
That's right.
And I mean that from the sense that every decision now that Ja makes, even off the court, forget what he's doing on the court and, that kind of thing, but now every decision he makes off the court, if he goes to a club during a pandemic and doesn't have his mask on, right, it's because it's Ja Morant, right, it's going to get scrutinized and it's going to get torn apart. And inevitably there will be some that say, man, that was dumb. And he's going to have to be ready for that, right? Because Ja's got that sort of it factor that we care about every move that he makes. And when we're including every move, it's every step off the court as well. And so, again, maybe to a different degree, but I would tell you that Ja Morant's going to have a chance to be one of the best point guards in the league. He's well on his way. He will be under that hot lamp for all of his career, and we'll see. You're right. You bring up a great example because LeBron is the best example. He's had it on him since he was a teenager, right?
Yep.
And he's managed to avoid the big, huge meltdown or the big, huge mistake. You're absolutely right. But Ja's going to have it on him to a degree as well. And so far, he's been great under it, right? And when he's made a mistake, he's come back out. Hey, that's on me. Done all the right things, but that is not going away. And in fact, it's only going to turn up as his sort of stardom does nationally as it turns up. So Ja's going to be under that heat lamp too, brother.
Britney Spears shaved her head. Like, that was an intentional thing that she did.
Yeah,
LeBron,
but how much of that was the thing with the kids and where she was with Fred?
Sure.
We just going to blame the whole head shaving on the paparazzi? See, with everything she had going on.
She was hoping that would get them off of her,
Yeah. Oh, well, I know that was part of it, right? I'm not beautiful anymore, so if I'm not beautiful, they won't take pictures. Give me a break, John. Like, where do you have to be mentally to think that? They're going to take more pictures of you when you're Britney Spears
and
you're bald.
And they did.
So it just shows you that at one point she clearly did need some guidance, somebody to come in and sort of step in and give her some structure. I just don't know. Just now, was the part feels weird. You know, this cult of fans she's got following that are following her every Instagram post and trying to find the secret message in what she's saying to get out and free her from her father. That seems like it's gone a little bit overboard because I see a woman that's capable of making her own decisions at this point. And maybe financially, like she wants the bank to be the conservator, she still needs that help. But where to go, who to see? At this point in her life, just seems to me to be.
I mean, I'm not saying I would want her making decisions for me. You know what I'm saying? Right. But she can make decisions for herself. You know, she can manage her own money. She ain't managing mine.
Who's she seeing? That kind of thing. I mean, that part of it seems like at this, what, she's in her 30s, is she not? She's still.
Yep.
So what you find? She's still so young. That's the other part about it. Like,
crazy.
She's so young is the eye opener. But man, I hope she gets, you know, I hope she seems to have found some peace. Even in the situation she's in, she looks happier than she did, certainly, right after the Justin thing and certainly with the head shaving thing. I just hope she, you know, that as much as she's putting that out, that mentally, that it's there too. And that for her kids, man, her kids need their, more than anything, they need a mom that's there and all that stuff. So I hope from a family standpoint, they can sort of get that thing together. But that was I had no idea that, you know, when Britney Spears, oh, oops, I did it again. Oh, yeah, I remember those days. I had no idea about this conservatorship, and that's what part of what makes this this doc so fascinating.
Yeah. John, keep a tight rein on that girl you're going to have. That's all I would – I think that is the personal takeaway.
I think it's affected him differently because he's got a daughter coming.
This is one we could talk about for hours.
Maybe a little differently than it would have.
I take it personally as a parent when I read these kind of stories, even as somebody who's probably closer to my age than anybody here. But, like, I just think parenting requires real reins. And I don't mean controlling or overbearing. I mean you've got to really make choices and make that circle right for your kid. Because if you don't, somebody else will, and the world will suck their butts in. I'm just telling you, man, it's a tough world. And so I think that's what I take away from listening to y'all talk about it.
No, I mean,
it's what happens when becomes a piggy bank, right? Can you keep that? You're right.
Yep.
That's the absolute way to approach it, Brad. But what happens when that kid becomes a piggy bank? Are you still going to make sound decisions?
Well, I think it happens way before piggy bank time. It happens from birth on. You know, it's books from birth. It's no phone or a phone. It's technology. It's bank. It's choices and lessons all the way through.
Right. Right, but that is your – what I'm saying, Brad, is that is your average person. That is not your person who's under the sort of scrutiny, right, and becomes a national star is what I'm saying. And I just wonder if we get off course then, right? You're right. You set the foundation early as a parent. But that's in raising your kid to where, you know, if I don't want anybody to know Chris's life or anything else, we can do that. We have that privacy. We can back away. This is, can you still do it, right, when your kid is a national star? And they want a piece of, you know, they want a pound of flesh from you. Can you then, as parents, you still lean back? Hopefully that foundation you've laid is so strong that it gets you through. But it's absolutely more factors coming at you at that point when you got all that scrutiny on you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, as
you see what I'm saying? Yeah, difference of stardom and right, and then just
I don't have that problem.
Raising, right, at civilians out there.
Yeah, that's
right.
A problem I don't have, you know.
And I think in some ways it's a good problem not to have because there's a lot of pressure and responsibility that comes with that. That, let's be honest, most just run of the mill average parents are not equipped to deal with, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it also gets into that point of things we talk about at church. Money can be a really, really negative force. Success 100%. Can be a negative force. I mean, everything has its faults in some respects. I mean, not to get all philosophical, you know, but I agree with you, Jason. I mean, that's a tough deal.
It was a very eye-opening documentary. I recommend it if you care at all about just that time in the world and Britney Spears. It was certainly a hell of an interesting look into what's going on.
I have a question for you. As somebody who's watching Buried with the Bernards only on episode 3, and I haven't seen the Britney documentary, which one is better?
Well, I mean, it just depends on what you're going for. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing funny about the Britney.
This is more of a serious. Yeah, I know this one's more serious. You've enjoyed both in different ways, I take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. I would if you want to stick with the comedic relief, absolutely. Buried by the Bernards is going to be your show. If you want to if you're like a somber mood, you know, and just want to kind of check out a moment in time of history, that I would recommend the Britney doc. But anyway, it's on Hulu and all those streaming apps if you're interested. It's called Framing Britney Spears. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. We're going to be joined by Rob Doster at 12:25. We'll talk to him about college basketball, about Memphis, Wichita State, Houston, all that. NCAA tournament's going to have fans. Feels like we're finally getting back to some slice of normalcy. We'll get into all of that with Rob Doster at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I've known that I wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7. My grandfather asked me what I wanted to be, and I said a doctor. And he was like, "You're kidding." Becoming a doctor is a major accomplishment, but to have your own practice is even bigger than that. For me to be my own boss and run it the way I want to, it was just amazing. It's been a very personal, step-by-step relationship with Triumph. There's definitely a difference when you're working with someone who understands what your goal is. I feel like Triumph had a lot of confidence in me. I want my patients to feel as if there is no other doctor on this planet that they should go to. And I want to be able to be there for them and help them to understand what's going on with their bodies. That's what doctors do. We're here to take care of patients. So when they think of Muse Primary Care, they should think that this is home. I'm Katasha Muse, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with a 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger SST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars. Business financed through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey, LT 296053, MSRP 26860. Latitude, MD 168760, MSRP 27805, 1500, LS 156730, MSRP 35185. Challenger, MH 58158, MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Prepare your business for a big year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper, ink, and toner, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, you'll earn 40% back in rewards when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner.
Set your business up for success and save at Staples. Ends 2/2021. In-store only. Visit staples.com/40inrewards for details.
All 75 months at 3.04%. Mirage MH00-2682, MSRP 16865, G4 MHF01572, MSRP 18360, Outlander Sport MU00-4915, MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Ready, set, start your new year with a new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on Covington Pike. Get the hatchback hero in 2021 Mirage, 12,342 or 129 a month. 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 mpg highway, 13,997 or 149 a month. And jumpstart your journey in 2021 Outlander Sport, 17,938 or 199 a month. And these are not leases. You own your new ride. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year 100...